I would like to welcome you to the NCRD BTRACS Grantee Breakout Session. My name is Angela Vargas Rosales, and I am the management official for NCRD, and that's the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. I am also the project manager for BTRACS, the BTRACS system, which, of course, is actually an online vaccine ordering, vaccine management type of system. And today, we're going to hear from two of our grantees, and these are our non-EXIS or non-registry grantees, and hear about their experiences with the pilot. So we actually have with us today Joni Reynolds and Maribel Chavez-Torres. And Brad Prescott and I, we will be moderating this session together. Before we get started, there are indeed some housekeeping. Let's see. Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead, and since I've actually, now I should have read this before, but I'm going to go ahead and read it at this point in time. It says the lunch rounds will begin immediately after this session. In International Ballroom East, don't forget that you must have already signed up to attend the lunch rounds. A colored sticker on your name badge is your ticket into the rounds. So if you do not have a colored sticker on your name badge, you will not be able to attend the lunch rounds. For those of you who will not be participating in the lunch rounds, should feel free to visit the CE room, continuing education room, located in the cabinet room, or the exhibits in Columbia Hall. Posters are also available for viewing during the lunch break. If you want to attend, if you want to apply for continuing education credit, please do not wait until the conclusion of the conference to complete evaluations for all the sessions you've attended. I encourage you to stop by the CE room to complete your online continuing education evaluation after each session to prevent waiting in long lines. Also, remember to stop by the conference registration desk if you need a printed receipt for your registration fee. Receipts will also be available for printing on the internet after the conference. Okay? Then, of course, after lunch, there is a note that the session following lunch will begin immediately at 2 p.m., and you should refer to pages 24 and 25 of your agenda book for detailed information, okay? And since I did start out of line, we'll come back at the end for those of you who may not remember and just remind you of some of these points, okay? So once again, just good morning and welcome to the NCRD VTRACS Grantee Breakout Session. I'm going to start by just telling you where we are with VTRACS. Where we are with VTRACS. You know, December 13th of 2010, it actually marked a very exciting time with the actual VTRACS implementation. That was our VTRACS go-live date. Excuse me. It was marked with excitement, great anticipation, and it was actually a great milestone and accomplishment to the continued evolution of vaccine management for us at CDC. Of course, the first piece of it was centralized distribution, which I always think of completing that life cycle. Centralized distribution, it pushes the vaccine out. When you talk about VTRACS, that is the way you actually order the vaccine, and what it does is from the provider level up, it gives you that ability for, if you so choose, for your providers to actually order online. So it completes that evolution. So now we actually will have gone to automation for the entire nation as to how we actually order the vaccine, and we have already moved to one centralized centralized distributor, McKesson, for actually pushing that vaccine out the door, getting it to our end users. So go live was December 13th for VTRACS after, and let me just say this, much work, much effort has gone into making VTRACS work. As we stand here today, of course, we have four pilots. But even prior to starting this pilot, of course, everyone was aware we had VPOP. But just with the actual preparation for even getting to this point with VTRAX, much effort has gone into making this happen. We currently have four pilot grantees: Colorado, Chicago, we have Michigan, as well as Washington State. Washington State and Michigan, of course, those are our registry grantees, and we refer to EXIS, but we know them as registry grantees. And then, of course, we actually have Colorado and Chicago, who are our non-EXIS grantees. For those of you who were here on Sunday, it was a very robust session, basically all day Sunday, regarding EXIS, and I was fortunate to attend the morning part of that, and I think it was very productive, very informative, got a lot of good feedback, lots of good information. Sharing did occur on Sunday. And we expect the same thing today, hearing from Joni and Maribel with their experiences. You know, but before we go any further, what I would like you to do to help me, to just give our four grantees a round of applause, if you will, please. And let me say this, it's really interesting. You know, when you think of a pilot, you got to always remember a pilot is just that. You're venturing into unknown territory. So you actually solicit and you get those individuals who are brave enough to go where no man has gone before, who's willing to actually suffer the pain for the better of the whole. And what I mean by that, what they're going through, their experiences, they're teaching us, they're helping us to get VTRAX to a point where we will feel good and we will be able to roll it out to the rest of the nation, and you will not have to endure the things that they've had to as far as helping us to learn, about those pain points, those things that really don't work exactly the way we planned them to, or we intended those things to work. And I am just very, very grateful for our pilots. And it's really interesting because initially when we talked about actually even coming up with a tentative rollout schedule, we were thinking, of maybe leaving the registry grantees for last, thinking that, you know, because registry is different, they may actually encounter things that would be a little bit out of the norm. But what we've learned is even as of now that the registry grantees have actually had an easier go at implementing VTRAX. So you never know. You draw up your hypothesis just like with an experiment. You think you come up with what you think will be the sellable answer that you want. But for this one, it was really not the registries. It's actually the challenges that we're having, and that's the thing about a pilot. It is going where no man has gone, okay? And you're going to hear about their experiences, and I'm just really grateful and delighted to have Chicago, to actually have Chicago and Colorado, who is willing to step up to the plate to actually take on this challenge so that we can learn for the benefit of everyone else as to what we need to do to make this system better. So when we roll it out, you will not experience some of the pain points or the things that they're having to actually, that we're having to go through to learn as to how do we get from point A to point B. So where are we? We have our four pilot grantees, okay? 3 months after go live, we've actually processed 409,000 orders. We actually have over 400 providers enrolled into our VTRAX system. And, you know, we always talk about the pilots, but another thing we did when we actually stood up and rolled out VTRAX, not only this is a piece that you don't see, but those of you who are not a part of the pilot, our back office processing, even though you see that man, but our back office processing is actually done through VTRAX. So although you enter your orders through VACMAN, when they actually come into us, they're actually processed as well through VTrack. So we actually transition our back office systems onto VTrack. And back when we talk about back office at CDC, that is basically what that is under. Of course, Lance Roterol is our division director, as all of you are aware, for immunization services. But the person who is really that motor behind making it happen on the back office side, and who has also been very instrumental in actually the testing of the VTrack solution, is Jeannie Santoli. Jeannie, will you stand, and can you guys give her a hand, please? Now, you know, it's amazing. When you talk about the Energizer Bunny has nothing on this woman here. I can tell you, she can go 24/7, and I don't even understand it. So she has been very instrumental in helping us to get to where we are on the business side for the VTrack solution. So, as I stated, all VACMAN orders are also coming through VTrack. And you know what? Let me say this here. And I singled out Jeannie, but let me tell you, it takes a village to raise a child. It is taking more than a village. It's taking actually a state to raise VTrack. Anyone who's also associated with VTrack, please stand as far as helping us to develop, our contractors as well. If you're in the room today, just please stand. Please. Come on, I see. Come on. I will tell you, you would never guess how many people it actually takes to really make this system operational, and who's helping us to get this to a refined, well-oiled machine. There are so many bodies that are involved, and as well, as I stated for Jeannie, we are ever so grateful to have them on our team, because this really does indeed take a team effort to make this work. So our first EXIS, or registry orders, order upload of 120 providers ordered through EXIS. They were placed actually on December 13th. They were ready to go out the box. Our first actual VTrack orders were actually placed by Colorado on December 15th, 2 days later. And some of you guys may have seen, I think we even put it in one of our newsletter, that picture of Colorado. So that's where we are. And, you know, when we first started on December 13th, we still have a command center, but we were really directing all of that traffic, all of the inquiries to the command center. We have now transitioned to our contact center as our first line of defense, but we still have the command center that's providing that support to our contact center. Why? Because as we move forward with VTrack, the contact center will be your first line of defense. So we want to make sure we give them the support and enable them so that they will be proficient, so that as we move forward, they can give us the type of support that's needed. Because when we roll on all of our ordering grantees, there is no way that the small number that's in the command center will be able to provide the support that's needed. But we still have that command center, because what we found is that was very successful and helpful in being able to have that open line, so if there's a burning issue or something that happened, you can call in directly right away, and we can go ahead and start working on that resolution. So these are just some of the stats for the command center. I'm not going to go through these stats, but these are the stats for the command center. Okay? But I will like to highlight, when you think of, okay, and probably some of you are thinking, well, what are the types of questions? What are the burning questions that you guys are getting basically about VTrack? When we look at it as a whole, most of the questions that are coming into the contact center has to do from the provider perspective of log on, the actual PIN, SAMs, and that is still that authentication for the actual log on process. Also, some of it about just process-oriented, about how to complete inventory on hand. And then also, as part of VTrack, you have to select the ordering intention, whether it's pediatric or adults, okay? And that's one of those things you can't get past. So we have questions about that. from the grantee perspective, when we analyzed it by the grantees, about reports. And I will tell you, because one of the statements that was made, I know on Sunday, was that, you know, the reports as of now, they're not as robust as the reports in which you were able to get from VACMAN. Let me just assure you, we're not there yet, but remember, that's why this is a pilot. We're still developing this system. We're not there, but we will get to a point where you will be able and you will have all of the reports that you need to be successful, and we need for you to be successful, okay? Because we have the same goals. So, yes, you may not have, when I say this to the pilots and the reports, those robust reports that you did have from VACMAN, because that is a piece, you know, reports is always that result of. So we're still going through that developmental stage for the reports, but we will get there. So when you compare to what you got out of VACMAN, you may not be there in the start, but let me tell you, what we can get from VTRACS far exceeds the capabilities and the benefits that we could get from the VACMAN system. So right now it may look like VACMAN has one-upped us, but it really has not. In the end, you will be much more pleased with the benefits that you will be able to achieve from the VTRAC system. It's just, like I said, it takes us some time to get there. But we are mindful of that. Then the other things that we hear from the grantees are basically just clarifications about the VTRAC's operations. And I will tell you, VTRAC's is different. It is. It's different from the VACMAN system. And as we move forward, we are continuing to tweak, and we're learning from our policies the things that we need to do to better ourselves for VTRACS. And then also we hear about modifications, enhancements. And we are taking those enhancements that are coming out, those suggestions, and we are cataloging them. Right now our focus is making sure we get to a stable system. We got to make sure we can fix the defects that have come through the day-to-day operations of the VTRAC system. Once we get that, we get past that, then we have not missed one enhancement that has been brought forward. We will go through a process of evaluating those enhancements to make sure that they are indeed in focus with where our goals are and our vision for the VTRAC system and those things. And we will be working with our pilots, okay? We call it the VPUG. We will be working with the VPUG to help us to evaluate, but also even to prioritize those enhancements. Because as you know, you can't get everything you want at one time. So we're going to have to even prioritize those enhancements, but we will do that with feedback from you as we move forward, okay? To help us to move forward, and there are many questions asked about when are you going to roll the system out to the rest of the nation, and you've changed those dates. That's why we've always said tentative. But, you know, as we go through this the pilot phase, we're learning. And this is one and that we feel that we don't want to rush. We want to learn as much as possible. So as part of that, we're going to have an assessment. We're looking to do this assessment in early summertime because there are some additional functionality, minor, but there are, we call it phase two functionality, that we're on the cusp of rolling out. Once we get that out to our pilots, we want them to have an opportunity to utilize that. Then we're looking around June, the June time frame. We will do a grantee evaluation, and that's going to help to inform us some of the questions that we're going to be asking in that assessment, from that assessment. Is have the pilot grantees successfully replaced their old systems and can CDC support them adequately with the new system where we are with VTRAC? Is VTRAC implementation ready to be deployed to the nation, scalable, so that we can scale it up and deploy it to the nation? This is what we want to learn. This is part of that assessment, okay? Is additional pilot evaluation required prior to the nationwide deployment? Once again, we want to capitalize the experience so that they can help us to better prepare as we roll this out to the nation, our deployment plan. As we move forward with our deployment plan, we will be looking at how do we best deploy this, looking at the actual size of the state. We also, like I said, now that we've learned that registry is there, we're learning a lot from our registry of EXIS grantees. So also looking at the ability to process orders through our grantee registry, even looking at the number of providers. Well, right now where we stand, we are not anticipating that the first wave of deployment will occur before January of 2012, okay? What can you do right now? What I would tell you and challenge you to do is start looking at your data, though, making sure that your data is clean. Those are types of, and you know, and just let me just say, just stay tuned. There will be actually, what is it called? I'm at a loss for words. We will actually have a session, so just stay tuned to help to start you to thinking about webinars to help you to think about what you can start doing in order to prepare for VTracs to come. But one of the things you can look at is actually cleaning up your data and also validating your hardware software specifications. And we have that information that we will be sharing with you. Those are just two things. There are many other things that you can start doing, but those are two things definitely that you can start at this time. But just stay tuned. We will have webinars that will be forthcoming to help you to get there. During your stay at the conference, please stop by booth 100. There will be live demonstrations every hour. You can actually talk. We said talk to the experts. We do have our individuals that will be there that can answer your questions that you may have about VTracs and just things to anticipate, okay? Also, we will have hands-on VTrac simulations. And it says first come, first serve, because, of course, the space is limited. Then also said hands-on VTracs experience like a petting zoo. You will get a chance to actually touch and feel. I said, petting zoo. I said, when I saw that. But you can get a chance to feel and experience VTracs to a limited level, okay? So check the schedule to confirm the live demonstrations and times.